What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. I am coming off a week-long conference, which was cool to see live people again and interact and be involved. And one of the cool things that came up was that they talked deep on bootstrapping and why that's so important. And I thought it was really cool because there's a couple things that I think the market's missing right now that I wanted to share that I saw. And on my last episode, we went deep into how to pitch to investors, right? Well, after I did some research, there's also a disturbing new trend that's happening. And I'm finding that it's really, really difficult for organizations below 10 million in ARR to get funding. And so we're going to go deep into that and this episode. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Today, we are going to go into why you can't get funding from investors if you're below 10 million in ARR, right? ARR is annual recurring revenue. So that's, you know, roughly a little bit under, what, 950K per month in revenue. And so I wanted to break this down. This got really big on my radar because I have a passion for people that own their own way, right? That have bootstrapped to the success that they've had. And I've worked for investors before, and I'm passionate and I'm going to bootstrap my company because I did not like that experience. It destroyed the culture of the company. It just, the investors were really nice guys, but it did a lot of things of negative side, I guess, consequences as a result of just kind of going down that road. So today I'm going to walk you through this really quick, but this is highly, highly valuable if you are a founder and you're looking for startup money. So here's a couple of things. And I saw this, Jason Lemkin posted this in Saster, a little quick note on this, but his two quick points were almost all the money is going into obvious startups. And I'm going to go way deeper on this to start. And so those are the ones that are winning, have proven teams, and are already killing it. And on top of it, now this is what surprised me. There are 10 times more SaaS startups than just 24 months ago. Can you imagine that? 10x more. There's 10x more SaaS startups. And obviously COVID really pressed the accelerator on that. So VCs have even less time to work on the non-obvious ones, so which is really interesting. So there's way more startups and there's way more capital, but they're going to the cream of the crop and they're cherry picking. And which is understandable as an investor, but that leaves a lot of people who are trying to go down that road not really in the best light or the best opportunity. And so if you look at it, maybe even till 10 million in ARR is the convergent point. It could be B, C, D, E investors, right? And really what they're looking for is that 10 million ARR growing at 100% with 110% what's called net revenue retention. And so what that is that's basically how much you're expanding with existing clients over churn. So real quick, if you have a 10% churn, that means you have a 90% retention rate. However, you're expanding by 20% with existing customers, then that would be the 110% net recurring revenue. So you're going to want to write that down. Once again, ARR growth and then at the same time, NRR and capital efficiency. And so ARR growth growing at 100%, NRR 110%, right? Which is basically customer expansion on top of retention. Okay? That'll give you a percentage. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, helped them implement a seven-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that help me scale from zero to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only four people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So If you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note, and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. I also wanted to hit on, you know, the downside of taking money if you are able to get it. And so I just wanted to share this. So this was from Rand Fishkin, who is a friend of the pod. We actually have him on as a guest. If you haven't heard his episode, it was probably, I think, episode maybe 50-ish, around there. Really nice guy, genuine heart, super nice, down to earth. And he wrote a book called Lost and Founder. And he talked about his experience with taking on VC money. And his feedback, and this got brought up at the conference, which is why it kind of triggered in my mind what the opportunity was, right? Or what needed to be communicated to the market and shared. And I was at Funnel Hacking Live, which was really cool. And Russell talks about this. And so basically Rand said, Russell went up to him right before, I think it was during his book launch, which is Lost and Founder, which is the name of the book. And by the way, if you that do not know Rand Fishkin, he is the founder of Moz, and he's now the founder of Spark Toro. So this was his feedback. Russell asked him specifically because he was getting hit by investors years ago, and now basically ClickFunnels bootstrapped to a $1 billion valuation in about 6 years. So that shows you what's possible, right? With no money. So this is basically what he said. He goes, hey, knowing what you know now, Rand, would you take the money? And he's like, I battle with depression. He goes, I make good money, but the board sets my salary. I can't have like a company car or anything like that. I can't have a side business or do anything outside of this company. He goes, most of my students make more money than I do. And he goes, if I had to go back and do it, he goes, I wouldn't take the money. And I was like, wow. And I just wanted to share that with you because I've talked to multiple founders and their number one priority focus is to get the funding, right? Which is understandable because that's what the market's conditioned you to do. However, as a wake-up call, that's someone who went through the process, and I've heard other stories as well. And it doesn't mean all investors are bad or evil, and there are times where venture capital or PE money makes sense, but you got to know two sides of the sword, if you will, right? And so the last but not least, this is something that jumped out to me as well, circling back to what I was talking about. So not only is it emotionally harder and there's a potential to lose your freedom, however, at the same time, the data indicates, like I was mentioning earlier that I said I was going to go deeper on, is that early stage companies is decreasing rapidly. Okay, and this is from PitchBook and the National Venture Capital Association. So if you look at it over the last few years, what you're seeing, or last 3 years, I should say, is early stage, and we're talking seed, angel, money at that rate, or I should say at that rate of revenue, is decreased from 10.6% to 4.9%. So the amount of venture capital money in total decreased, basically cut in half. Okay. Now, at the same time, you look at the next piece of it, which is like Series A, and that decreased from 36.5% to 26%. So once again, all this money is getting pushed up to companies that have established growth, teams in place, all of that, right? Now, and that's backed by the numbers, right? Well, while late stage has drastically increased, and I got this from TechCrunch, from 52% or 53%, I should say, to 69%. Okay? So imagine that. So all the money's getting pushed up market. And what you're seeing as well is not only, which is this part, and I talked about this at the beginning, but this is really interesting, as the U.S. Census Bureau put up that monthly business applications have been around 500,000 per month in the second half of 2020. And in 2021, they're compared to 300,000 per month. So it's starting to slow in terms of new business applications. So I wanted to share this with you because, you know, there's only so many things you could focus on as a founder if you're trying to be the one-man band and lead sales, lead revenue, lead product development, lead marketing. I mean, you name it, lead operations, customer experience. And you know, I talked to Sam Jacobs earlier, and they waited till they were 10 million in ARR to take on investors. And he basically said that it wasn't bad, but it basically was an 18-month process, an 18-month process to get that. So imagine what you could do for your sales or your revenue. And that's why I'm helping founders with my business. So if you need help, check out my content, check out the podcast, or reach out to me directly if you want help and you're an early stage founder, because I see that this market's massively underserved. And I know in my heart that there's so many good people out there who truly, truly, truly want to make a big impact on the world. And if they're focused on getting funding only, and like I said, this is good for some people, but not everybody, right? That could be the difference of them being successful or them going out of business. And I wanna help in any way I can for those that are going through that and experiencing that, because I know how hard it is to go from zero to one. I've done it multiple times. At the same time, I know how hard it is to grow. So wanted to share that with you. I thought that could be very valuable. Please, if you like this show, share it on social. Give me a rating and review. That would mean the world to me. And feel free, if you want to hear a certain topic, reach out to me. Let me know. I love hearing from my listeners. And I love that you take the time to listen to me to experience this. And so I want to serve you at the highest level. So if there's a topic that you want covered or a guest that you'd love to see on the show, let me know. Hit me up on LinkedIn and do that. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.